Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Richland Chronicle podcast. This week we feature a Thunder Ducks soccer update, a South Texans reaction to sitar music, and this week's student spotlight. Up first, KDUX web radio personality Audie Renee gives us staff writer Pete Shannon's reaction to a recent performance in Fannin Hall.
Nina Sharma of Frisco came to Richland's Fannin Hall at noontime last Tuesday to present an hour's concert of Indian sitar music. Sitar is a guitar-like instrument with seven main steel strings plus 11 sympathetic or drone strings that is often plucked while seated cross-legged and barefoot on the floor. Sharma, petite and modest, came on stage, bowed slightly, and took up a position on the square carpet that had been laid down for her. If you're not a drinking person, this style of music might induce you to begin. It could easily become a means of torture, especially for people like me unwilling to work harder at understanding it. Perhaps the reason for my discontent may lie in the music's apparent lack of melody or theme. Despite Sharma's almost incoherent explanation at the end of her playing about how sitar music is constructed, it just wanders here and there, she said. I kept wishing she had attempted her explanation and demonstration before she performed rather than afterward. While the strumming went on and on, I began to make some mental calculations, mainly in order to distract myself and control my impulse to cry out, "Enough! I quit! Don't shoot! You win! Take my money, take my house, take my car, take my children! Only please stop plucking that incessant single note." I figured that at three strokes a second, she was slapping those strings around 180 times a minute, or in a 10-minute piece, about 1,800 times, and that was certainly enough of hearing one note to do it for me. Because her overall performance was of four pieces that to me sounded essentially alike, my impression was that personal style and improvisation dominates the genre. Like any sane South Texan, I yearned to ask Sharma if she could sing or yodel or if she knew any really good cowboy songs. I wanted to hear what Bubbles in My Beer would sound like coming from that strange contraption in her lap, but she told one questionnaire that she'd given up singing early in her career in favor of mastering the sitar. On Tuesday, the audience in Fannin Hall, perhaps with an odd appreciation of the extraordinary expertise required to elicit any form of music from such a complex device, or prompted by the popularity of the famous composer and sitarist Pandit Ravi Shankar, gave Sharma a hearty round of applause. For Pete Shannon, I'm Audie Renee.
Next, Charlie Van shares sports editor Blanca Reyes's Thunder Ducks soccer update.
Richland men's soccer team joined some of the best teams in the country at the annual Tom Bickey Memorial Soccer Tournament in Rockville, Maryland 2 weeks ago. The Thunder Ducks took first place honors and also logged their seventh victory in a row. The first two games were dominated by the T-Ducks, 5-2 and 2-1. The championship game featured Richland against Mount San Antonio College of Walnut, California. The game ended with a tie 0-0. At the end of overtime, they were tied 1-1. The Thunder Ducks were awarded the championship because of their first two strong wins. After the T-Ducks came home, they took on Northeast Texas Community College and lost 2-1. Richland overtook Northeast during the first half, but the Eagles got their second win and held off the T-Ducks. According to midfielder Jose Sanchez, the team was distracted with all the victories and the championship, but they will use that defeat to improve and be ready for the conference games. Sanchez said that it was better to be grounded now and fix the problems instead of later when every game is crucial if they want to fight for the NJCAA College Athletic Championship, which is going to be held in Herkimer, New York, November 13th through 16th. For Blanca Reyes, I'm Charlie Van.
It is time for the Student Spotlight. Co-editor-in-chief Doris Brogan reports.
Wilton Will Eversley, 43, is currently working to complete an Associate of Science degree and plans to pursue a career in the information technology field, specifically as a Cisco Certified Network Administrator, CCNA. Attitude is important to Eversley. When he first received a diagnosis of end-stage renal disease, he said, "At the beginning, I was very depressed and stressed about finding out that I was a kidney disease patient." He knew he needed to find a more positive outlook. "You have to keep your spirits up in the face of adversity," Eversley said. He emphasized the importance of family when living and coping with his disease. "What affects you affects them as well," he said. Their support has been essential to his success in dealing with the disease. Dialysis consumes a large chunk of Everly's time each week. His kidneys are no longer capable of cleaning his blood, so the blood cycles through a dialysis machine to remove impurities. He has to have the procedure done 3 days a week, and it takes over 4 hours each day. Cooking has become an active interest of Everly's because of his illness. Diet is a key component of his success, so he monitors his food and liquid intake carefully. He has become an avid fan of TV cooking shows and appreciates their tips on the various herbs and spices available to replace the salt that he is no longer able to include in his diet. As a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, Eversley was stationed at Camp Pendleton, where he performed administrative duties prior to his deployment in Kuwait as part of Desert Storm. He appreciated his time spent in the military. "They give you the tools to succeed, and it's up to you to utilize them," he said. After his discharge from the Marines, Eversley worked in logistics as an assistant supervisor for a shipping company. He's very proud of his son, Trent, 18, currently a freshman at a community college in Fort Worth. Eversley is pleased that they are both going to college at the same time. All the members of Eversley's family have graduated from college. He is the exception that might have had something to do with his decision to spend his time wisely while awaiting a transplant and return to school. Eversley's attitude is, "Instead of wasting time, I can go ahead and get something accomplished," because according to his philosophy, it's never too late to get an education. For the Richland Chronicle, this is Doris Brogan.
That does it for this week's episode. Remember, Richland, we are looking to feature original music on our podcast from our students. Submit your clean work to richlandchronicle@gmail.com with the subject line podcast music. Also, be sure to check out our radio station at kduxwebradio.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.